KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. This is Taylor Morgan here with Adam Gardner. Adam, it is that time of year. It is convention and campaign season. Coming up this Saturday, April 27th, is the big one. It is the Republican Party's state convention. Also, to be fair, no disrespect to the Utah Democratic Party, they are also holding their state convention this coming Saturday, April 27th. However, I think it is fair to say that the big races will really come up at the Republican Party convention this Saturday. So that's what we're going to get into this segment. Which of these races, Adam, are you watching the most closely?
You know, I think what's on everybody's mind is the U.S. Senate race and that seat to who's going to replace Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of really good, really credible candidates that have filed to run for that seat. You have John Curtis. He's been kind of a beloved congressman from the 3rd District for a long time, former Provo mayor. He's running, and his story is interesting because he said he wasn't going to run.
Yeah.
He even wrote an op-ed saying that he wasn't going to run, and now he's back in the race and arguably top of the leaderboard.
Yep. Polling has shown him ahead. Perhaps not by as much as some would have expected, but still, recent polling has shown John Curtis with a bit of a lead.
And you also have former Speaker of the House Brad Wilson, who was well-liked on Capitol Hill and well-liked in his district, and now he's taken the plunge.
And he started early. He has been running for U.S. Senate for a year now.
This week, it's been a year he's been running for office, raising money. He's put a lot of his own money into running for Senate.
Yeah.
Put a ton of his own money. I think
a ton.
More than
a lot of candidates. A lot of candidates in various Republican races have put in a lot of their own money. We have national super PACs also spending millions of dollars
here
in Utah.
Which we don't typically see in a primary season.
Yeah.
These national PACs really
especially going into convention. We've had outside national money coming into the state to communicate to and influence Republican Party state delegates. That's also, I think, something that is a rarity.
You
right?
have Orrin Hatch's son, Brent Orrin Hatch.
Yeah.
Throwing the Orrin in the middle name, which is pretty smart.
Well, and to jump in some of the latest polling, he actually was in second place behind John Curtis ahead of Brad Wilson, I think in part because 14% of Utah Republicans didn't realize that his father had passed away.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah. So he's starting off with some name ID, and I don't mean to be cheeky there, but I think
he's using Orrin for a reason.
That's exactly right.
He knows that it's going to bring that name ID, that those people that loved his dad, they're going to associate him with that name and vote for him.
Yeah.
Right now you have John Curtis in first place, Brent Orrin Hatch, and then kind of tied for third, you have Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs and former Speaker Brad Wilson.
Yeah.
And Trent Staggs has really tried hard to kind of go as far to the right as possible.
Yeah.
I want to be the ultra MAGA guy. He's had Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, under ethics investigation that came
visited.
From Utah.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn head coach, also visited and did an event for
Mayor was in town.
Staggs.
Yeah. He's doing something tonight, I think, with Charlie Kirk, the Turning Point USA guy. I mean, he's trying to occupy that lane.
Yeah.
What's really interesting in these big races, Taylor, is everyone sees an open field. And you kind of have to pick your lane of where am I going to go?
And these open seats for these big offices, for a U.S. Senate seat, these don't come around very often,
especially in Utah.
And so we have that domino effect, right, where the forthcoming vacancy by your former boss, Senator Mitt Romney, has led not only to the open seat for the U.S. Senate position, but also for the 3rd District, because as you mentioned, Congressman John Curtis announced that he will not be running for the 3rd District, instead running for U.S. Senate. That leads to an open field for that congressional office, which has a very crowded field also. 11 total Republicans, Adam, vying for the Republican Party nomination.
Who are you seeing kind of move to the top?
So this is interesting. We know that 3 of those 11 Republicans have guaranteed their spot on the June Republican primary ballot. The other candidates, the other 8, are all hoping to get at least 40% or more at convention this Saturday, so they have a chance to also be on that Republican primary election ballot. The one takeaway, the one thing that I really will be interested to see is how Brent Orrin Hatch performs at convention on Saturday. We know that he attempted to gather signatures to qualify for a primary, but he fell short. He didn't get enough signatures. So now he is going to convention to try to win over delegates who don't really like candidates who get signatures. It's a bit of a test among delegates at convention, or it has been in the past.
And in the past, Mike Lee has gathered
signatures.
But he says, I don't like it.
Trevor Lee from Davis County declared his intent for signatures. Candidate for Utah Governor Phil Lyman declared his intent for signatures. So more and more candidates are doing signatures. However, it is still a thing with state delegates in the Republican Party.
Now, there's only 4,000 state delegates. Only 4,000 people are allowed to vote.
We're talking less than one, it's about a half of 1% of all active registered Republican voters in Utah.
So the number is very small, and these are the people that are voting for who our next senator is going to be. And so the point that you brought up with Brent Orrin Hatch is pretty amazing, because if you just look at this strategically, he's going to be thinking, okay, I need to get at least 40%. Who do I think are the top 2 people that are going to knock me out? So what then happens is you start to look at all the hate mail that comes through. And I am a state delegate, and I get probably 5 or 6 mailers a day.
Yeah.
Some of them are huge. They clog your mailbox. And I look at every single one of
them. How many text messages a day do you get,
Adam? I probably get 15 to 20.
I was a county delegate, and I'm so glad that is over. But
it's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, campaigns are really not welcome to shoot these many texts.
Yeah.
You just stop reading them. You just, everything becomes junk. And so you look at who's getting the most hate mail. And in my mailbox, it is John Curtis and Trent Staggs. Mm. And just purely from what's going to happen next, I assume that those candidates that don't think that they're going to be able to qualify by going through the convention system are the ones, their super PACs are paying for this hate mail.
Interesting.
Because when you read the bottom of it, it doesn't say paid for by this candidate. It says paid for by Freedom for America. We love America and our troops PAC.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Lightning round. I think of course, the Senate race is going to be so interesting. We also have that open seat for the 3rd congressional district. We have 9 Republicans vying for that nomination. We know that we have 2 candidates who have secured their spot on a primary election ballot. What are you watching when it comes to the 3rd district race this Saturday?
What's been interesting is Case Lawrence, who is a political unknown.
Yeah.
He owns a couple of trampoline parks across the state.
We love those here.
My kids love trampoline parks. He's someone that's put a ton of his own personal money. And according to the polls, it looks like it's kind of working. I'm very interested to see how the delegates respond to him and what his name ID does.
We have Senator Mike Kennedy, Utah State Senator Mike Kennedy, Chris Herod. They have both done the convention only path.
And Mike Kennedy ran against Mitt Romney.
He did. Yeah.
And I think that I work for Mitt Romney and I love Mitt Romney, but he's going to get a lot of kudos and credit with the delegates who don't like Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
They're going to like Mike Kennedy.
Interesting.
And it's going to be very interesting to see how he qualifies for the ballot.
Okay, last race really quickly. We have 30 seconds. The race for Attorney General. Sean Reyes is retiring, not running again. We have Trent Christensen, Rachel Terry, and Derek Brown in the race. Derek Brown has secured the primary with signatures. What do you think happens at convention? Derek Brown, former Republican Party state chair. Will delegates give him a pass on the signatures?
Well, it's interesting because Mike Lee likes him.
Mike Lee has endorsed him, yeah.
And he used to work for Mike Lee, and Governor Cox has endorsed him. So he kind of has like the whole establishment taken care of. Mm. What's going to be really interesting is Trent Christensen is not licensed to practice law in the state of Utah. And you just need to be by the time you get elected.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
So it's going to be very interesting to see whether the delegates care about that.
Very,
or not.
Very good point, Adam. Thank you. Great segment. Coming up next, listeners, we need to talk about a bit of a controversy in the Salt Lake City School District that surfaced and was really brought to light by an exclusive KSL News Radio story by Heather Peterson. This is about the implementation of Utah's transgender bathroom bill. And I'll tell you, listeners, you don't want to miss this. Stay right here.